President John Mahama has stated that the country's democracy has come a long way and it will survive the Supreme Court verdict. President Mahama again assured Ghanaians that he will accept the verdict of the Supreme Court. The president made the pledge when some candidates of the 2012 elections called on him at his residence in cantonments to seek his commitment to peace. The delegation was made up of flag bearers of the United Front Party, Akwesi Adeodike, the Great Consolidated People's Party, Dr. Henry Latte, Convention People's Party, Dr. Abu Sakara, People's National Convention, Hassan Ayariga, and an independent candidate, Jacob Oseyebua. Pascaline Adadevo reports.
Late President John Evans Atta Mills had a philosophy which is underlined by the fact that political opponents are not enemies. In solidarity, these flag bearers in the 2012 elections embarked on a mission to request that President John Mahama and Nana Addo-Dankwa Akufo-Addo commit to an acceptance of the Supreme Court verdict, no matter who justice favors. Ghana has gone to the polls 5 consecutive times, but this is the first time an election result is being challenged at the highest court of the land. As the clock ticks towards the pronouncement of the verdict, some level of tension seems to exist. A number of peace messages have gone out there, and the security agencies are apt with contingency plans towards maintaining the peace and order. This delegation of flag bearers are on the same path. Led by the independent candidate Jacob Oselate or Joy 2012, they advise President Mahama to stand firm and believe that the Supreme Court will deliver on its mandate.
We, on our part, assure you of our solidarity and our persons that will simply, humbly, and peacefully accept the Supreme Court's verdict on the 29th of August. We want to urge you to commit to issuing an unequivocal public statement to this effect immediately after the verdict is given. We cannot and must not miss this window of opportunity to rectify our past failures to subject politicians and politics to the rule of law. We also assure you of our willingness to condemn without exception any recalcitrant elements that may seek to undermine or reject the Supreme Court's decision by any acts of commission and omission.
President John Mahama described the visit as noble. Again, he stresses that he remains an unrepentant optimist as he believes peace will reign supreme.
There have been all kinds of predictions about what could happen in the aftermath of the verdict. I don't believe that the doomsayers are right. I believe that Ghana's democracy will survive the Supreme Court verdict. I have no doubts about that. We have a supreme law of the land, which is the Constitution, and all of us went to a referendum in 1992. And adopted that constitution as the supreme law of the land. And so once we did that, we agreed that we were going to be guided by the constitution. And the Supreme Court, as a creature of that constitution, is the highest court that adjudicates disputes. And a matter has been sent to the judiciary. The judiciary is going to give a verdict one way or the other. I mean, we have all agreed to abide by the constitution, and so we must necessarily abide by any verdict that is given by the Supreme Court. I believe in Ghana. I believe in peace.
On the deep sea partisanship and the winner takes all politics, President Mahama stated his resolve to run an all-inclusive government. He said it is his hope that any review being made to the constitution will have an objective of creating a condition where everyone feels part of the government of the day.
Pascaline Adadevo reporting.
Meanwhile, the NPP flag bearer for the 2012 elections, Nana Addo-Dankwa Akufo-Addo, has reaffirmed his commitment to accept the verdict of the Supreme Court no matter the outcome. He told colleague flag bearers at a high-profile meeting at his residence that he has fought for democracy all his life and wants to be remembered for that. Rebecca Epe brings us the details.
The famous Sir John.
Oh, really?
His daughter got married.
It was a cordial meeting at the Akufo-Addo residence as the candidates shook hands and hugged each other. It was one held behind closed doors, contrary to expectations. PNC's presidential candidate in the last elections, Hassan Ayariga, who spearheaded the meeting, told journalists after the closed-door meeting that Nana Akufo-Addo was happy with the visit and has reaffirmed his commitment to accepting the verdict verdict of the Supreme Court, no matter which side it goes. NPP's Communications Director Nana Akumia briefed the media after the meeting.
Basically, they wanted assurances as to having a peaceful outcome. And Nanado was happy with their visits, and he assured them that he's totally committed to peace, and he would not do anything to disturb the peace. The tradition that he leads is a tradition that has fought for democracy, and he personally has fought for democracy literally all his life. And it is not now that he's an elderly man that is going to do anything that is going to bring back the clock of democracy. So he assured them of his total commitment to ensuring a peaceful outcome, no matter the verdict. They were very happy with his commitment.
Among the other party representatives was NPP party chairman Jake Obejebilamte and running mate to Nana Akufo-Addo in the 2012 elections, Dr. Baumia, who is the star witness in the election petition before the Supreme Court. The other presidential candidates who came to the meeting were UFP's Akwesi Adai-Odike, CPP's Dr. Abu Sakara, Dr. Henry Latte of the GCPP, and the only independent candidate, Jacob Ose-Yeboah. Papa Kwesi Indum of the PPP was absent as he is not in the country and was not represented. Kofi Akpalu of the Independent People's Party, who was not on the ballot, also joined the meeting. Outside the residence of Nana Akufo-Addo, I decided to interact with some residents to find out if they were aware of the meeting.
Meeting be, you know, more meeting be, more meeting be. O ne mu bibia na.
Ba so da bi. Ni nsa ka su rewu afi, ntumi nu ade amoye.
Mo wo Nana Akufo-Addo fi ni me ya, mo ye taxi driver mo ton ade wa ha. Mo ni de ko so ana. Pacho, what is Bibiana? It's my name, Jay. Bram Pacho, so what is meeting who Bibiana? What is it? What is it? What is it?
What is it? What is it? What is it? What is it? What is it? What is it? What is it? What is it? What is it?
What is it? What is
it? What is it? What is it? What is it? What is it? What is it? What is it? What is it? What is it? What is it?
What is it? What is it? What is it? What is it? What is it? What is it? What is it? What is it? What is it? What is it? What is it? What is it? What is it? What is it? What is seem not to know exactly what at all is happening. People are just going about their normal activity here. Business from outside Nana Akufo-Addo's house at Nima. I'm Rebecca Ekwe reporting for Radio Ghana.